which is about 45 minutes, or
Westwood,
Massachusetts, yep. Which is,
it's just down 95. It's about 40-minute drive from Bryant, a little less. If you're,
give or take,
you're generous. It's
worth
the speed limit.
It's worth the drive.
Try both, see which one you like better.
Right.
Because all Raymonds are a little bit different.
They are. They all have their own ticks, their ins and outs, which are, yeah, you got to learn each Wegmans. It's like a snowflake.
You got to experience Wegmans, yeah. And you have to have a whole day blocked off. True. Because it's, you can't just walk in and walk
lost.
Out. You can get lost. Yeah,
they have a great candy section.
Bull candy
leads us into our, because we got to get Pedro in here.
We got to get Pedro. Yeah, our next
favorite Halloween candy, Noah.
Oh, Halloween specific candy. I don't get my favorite candy is Sour Patch watermelons, hands down.
Okay.
If I get, when you think of
Halloween and candy,
Snickers.
Okay.
Snickers, like fun size Snickers bars. Okay. And original, I don't want almond. I don't want peanut butter Snickers. I want a Snickers bar.
Got it.
Yep.
All right.
All time favorite Halloween costume.
All time favorite Halloween costume.
That you've worn.
That I've worn?
Yeah.
Or that you've seen.
That I've seen.
Other people wear.
Oh boy, off the top of my head, I can't think of any right now. There have been some super awesome ones I know that I've seen, but right now I'm just drawing a blank. I just don't do the Halloween thing really. I don't really get
No.
I just wasn't big. Where I was from.
Gotcha. Does the team do a Halloween thing?
The team might do a Halloween thing this year. I know the women's team was thinking of the Runaway Bride, which would be, I don't know what funny. Exactly they would be doing with that, but a couple athletes last year dressed up as the coaching staff, which was funny. And they did a pretty good job. They put like Sharpie marker tattoos on their calves, like we have, which it was, they did a good job drawing some like, you know, really unflattering facial hair. It was awesome. Yep.
Glasses.
Oh, yeah, glasses. They wore glasses. Backwards caps, forwards caps, whatever they needed.
Did they ride a bike?
Yeah, they did ask for my bike for the day. I thought it was for, like, a workout or something, and someone took my bike and, you know, rode it around campus. And
that's awesome.
Irritated people on the walkways. So
incredible. Noah, this was a blast.
Yeah.
On the fly as well.
Yes.
Thank you for adjusting as we did.
Yeah, no problem. This was fun. Got kind of a good break from the day.
Yeah. Good luck this weekend, Noah.
Best of luck. Thank you guys.
We're all cheering you guys on, and hope you guys come back with some solid results.
Yeah. The hardest part of this weekend might be the bus trip, though.
Yeah.
I think the 20 hours of bus ride in 3 days is going to be rough, but I think we'll make it.
Great. Good luck, Noah.
All right. Thank you guys very much. Appreciate it.
Noah Carroll, cross country, joining us here in studio on the Kennel with Pat and the Cat. And Pedro Lucas Ferreira is here. We're going to bring him in right now.
He's doing work in there.
He's doing work. Very studious. Wow. That's amazing. Here he comes with the coffee in hand. This guy looks like he's a pro.
Pedro, thanks for your patience.
Yeah, no problem.
It was like you were waiting for when there's a foul in soccer and the guy runs away with the ball and you have to wait for him to bring it back to you.
Yeah, you just got to be patient. You can't beg for everything.
So, Pedro, tell us a little bit about, how the season's going so far. You guys got 3 games left and, right in the thick of things in the NEC.
Yeah, so, I mean, the season overall, it's been... Looking back at it now, it's been kind of short. You know, you hope to, like, prolong a little bit more, especially senior year, but can't do that. It was tough at the beginning. We struggled a little bit at times to, you know, create offense or do some things that we should have been doing. But, you know, now of it, we finally got this momentum going. You know, one win, one loss, one tie, two ties, non-conference, 3 games left. We're still, like, still in there. We're still looking forward, and we're still, like, just hoping for the best. We just got to play it out.
Was there a moment during the non-conference season when you guys had the tough start that you said, you know what, we're a good team still, we can still do this?
I mean, we always kind of knew that. It's just, I feel like it just didn't click between the players themselves. Like, everybody knew that in their head, that, like, we're a good team, we're good players. But, you know, when you have that collective, like, 11 guys on the field that believe that, then that's when it changes.
When did you see that happen? Was that the URI game? Was that the first conference game? Was that?
I think towards like UVM, UMass Lowell, URI, those 3 games, we finally got to see the change. You know, those home games, that stretch of home games, you know, we finally gained confidence. UVM, we came back 2-0 to tie it up, and then unlucky at overtime. UMass Lowell, we fought hard, and they were just a better team at the end of the day. But then we go to URI, and then, I mean, they come here, and we play that game, and we outwork them at every aspect of the game, and we finally get to see, like, what the 11 guys on the field can do.
Now, as Tristan just alluded to, the start of the season did not go that well, but you guys played some incredible teams. I mean, Denver has been a powerhouse over the last several years. Going out there, really tough trip. That started with Air Force and then UVM. They were receiving votes at the time, and then UMass Lowell was ranked at the time. They just lost their first game. Yeah, their first game. Did you guys know that the schedule was going to be this challenging at the start of the season?
At the start of the season, and even before that, we didn't think it was going to be that difficult. We knew, like, we played against these teams before. We played against them almost every year now, and we didn't expect it to be as hard as it was going to be. I mean, we knew that they were progressing, getting better, but, I mean, in our eyes, it wasn't going to change that much, but not until, like, the actual, like, week of the game did we see, like, oh, wow, these guys are doing really well. They're playing well. They're scoring goals, and they're, you know, they're receiving votes for top 25, so they're doing something right. So, I mean, we definitely didn't see how hard it was going to be.
You just mentioned about how you love to prolong your senior year. Pat was writing his preview story for this past weekend's games against Robert Morris and St. Francis, and I was looking back and watched the highlights from when you guys played St. Francis in the NAC tournament your freshman season in 2013. It seems like it was yesterday. You scored that goal on the free kick. Yeah. Was that your first career goal that year?
That was my first career goal.
It was first career goal. Yeah. You scored that. You guys tie it. You win it in PKs. It must feel like yesterday to you as well. What's it been like to kind of, if you think back on that moment and think back about how much success you guys have had?
I mean, that moment alone just stands like beyond anything else for the past like 3 years that I've been playing. But I mean, we definitely had some good moments. I've had some good moments playing, but I mean, it's just, I didn't know what to do with myself after that game. During that game, I was just all over the place. After that goal went in, I was so, like, adrenaline was pumping. I didn't know where I was at times. I was a mess. I mean, that was freshman year. I definitely grown since then.
Did you pick that spot? Did you curl it in like you wanted to, or was that just let me hit it as hard as I can and see what happens?
It was a little bit of both, kind of. You know, I knew where I wanted to direct the kick because we practiced it the day before, and actually the day before when we were training that free kick, that set play, I actually messed it up like 3 or 4 times, and we just ended practice. We're like, all right, whatever, we'll see how it goes during the game. And I wasn't expecting to take that free kick. I thought Connor Norah, who was a junior captain back then, I thought he was going to take it. And then I hear from the sideline or coach yelling to do the play, let Pedro take it. And, you know, I just put my head down, looked down, and shot as hard as I could.
Terrible weather conditions on Friday. Pouring rain, just cold, damp. But you score, and weather conditions like that lend itself for perfect celebrations.
Yeah.
Did you have it planned, or did it just come to you?
It kind of just came to me because, I mean, again, after you score, you're just so, like, amped up, so much adrenaline going on. And I just got up. I didn't know what to do, and then it clicked. I have to. You know, you don't get those moments very often, so.
You slid headfirst into the corner flag.
Yep. And then you turn around, and everyone's joining you.
Yeah, so that's the thing.
It was a big slip and slide. Yeah, it was
exactly.
Awesome.
When you go for a knee slide, everybody else follows.
It's just said, your first goal of the season in the 3-0 win on Friday. How crazy is it that it's already senior day on Sunday? I mean, we're just talking about your first goal of your career 3 years ago against St. Francis. Already senior day. How crazy is that?
Words can't describe it. You know, like, we've been through so much, and I personally have worked so hard to be where I am right now, and this team is just a family to me, so. Looking at it now, the last game I'll be playing in Bryant will be this Sunday, and I just, there are no words, you know.
Your classmates, they're all freshmen. 2013, the team went to the championship. 2014, you guys went back to the NAC tournament. Last year, you missed it. Has there been talk between this senior class of say, hey guys, like we can do something special. We've taken this program a long way. Let's make it back to the tournament this year. Has there been a talk? Have you guys talked about that as a group?
Well, I feel that the mishaps, I guess, from the start of the season just kind of put us down a little bit. And, like, right now we're just looking at one game at a time. You know, we started off poorly, and we want to end strong. So, I mean, if we can win these next 3 games and make it to the playoffs, that would be great. But, I mean, we're just looking at it. You know, our seniors are just trying to mentor the younger guys and try to make sure they're on page so we can focus on each game at hand and not focus beyond that, you know. So, I mean, because if we focus beyond that, we'll just look right past it and watch it go by. So we want to take it slowly and do everything that we can.
One of the younger guys, Olivier Laurent, in goal, 4 starts, all coming in the last 4 games to start his career. How would you assess his performance over the last couple weeks and you know, the way he's looked and really keeping the
stepping team, right in as a freshman.
Stepping right in and keeping the team in games.
Yeah, no, he's been great, honestly. It's difficult for freshmen to come in, especially in the middle of the season, and especially being a goalkeeper, because that's one of the positions where it kind of rides on you as an individual. For, like, everything else, it's kind of like team playing, you know, everybody being creative. For the goalie, it's like make it or break, you know. So for him to do that and be so calm-headed and not let his ego take place, it's huge. And especially for his position, it's a big deal. And the fact that he's come in, had a shutout, and, I mean, unfortunately, two PKs against him, but he's played amazingly.
Your senior class, what has it been like to be a part of that, your classmates being here for 4 years?
It's crazy because we came in, there was 9 of us. And then at one point, there was 4, and now it's been fluctuating between 4 and 5. And now we're here. It's me, Curtis, Chris, and Akko, David Abuna. And just seeing everything progress and living with those guys and just talking and seeing them every day, it just shows how far we've actually come.
Now, watching that video, you and Curtis look younger, but not necessarily, you look the same size.
Yeah.
Just a little bit younger. You guys didn't get a growth spurt like maybe you thought you would.
No, we wished, but we weren't so lucky.
Maybe grew some facial hair. That was about it.
Well, Curtis, a little bit.
a very little bit, yes.
What's the dynamic of this team like? You got some guys that are from, Macrero is a fifth-year guy from Canada. You got guys from all different parts of the country. What's it been like?
It's been interesting because, you know, before coming to Bryant, I had never met somebody from Canada. And coming in freshman year, there was like 5 of them. So you kind of just jump right in. And then we also had, we have been there from Austria. Olivier lived in France most of his life. It's, you know, you look past it at times. We were just people on the field playing for a single goal. So, I mean, I guess probably should have looked at it deeper, but it has been an interesting ride.
Has Binder or Olivier taught you anything? Any language?
A little bit. Binder teaches us a little bit of German. So if we play against somebody who's German, we'll know what to say or what they might be saying.
Gotcha.
So, a little bit of that going on.
Let's talk about Seamus for a quick second. Playing for him the last 4 years, what has that experience been like for you?
It's been different because, personally, I've never had a coach for this long of a span. And Seamus has been my first coach that I've played for 4 years. And just seeing the transition year after year and come from a freshman to a senior. Freshman, you're just scared. You don't know what to do. You don't know if you can go up to the coach and talk to him. But like now, as a senior, I'm comfortable. I can call him. I can text him. I can do whatever I want. And I know he'll be there for us. He'll be there for me. He has my back. I know that. And it's been great. Like he can be tough sometimes, you know, but he's a coach and he wants what's best for the team overall. So we definitely just look to him as a leader and look to him for every game to tell us what to do and know what he's doing. And we trust him on that.
Favorite Halloween candy?
I don't know, Snickers? I'm not a big candy guy.
Not a big candy guy?
Not a big candy guy.
All right.
So what's your go-to then?
For?
Just like snacks. More chips guy?
Chips.
Yeah.
Chips.
Doritos?
Doritos, Lay's, whatever's around.
Got it.
You can still get chips on Halloween.
Yeah, you can.
It takes up the entire bag. Yeah. Hate it.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Can't stand it.
Favorite Halloween costume that you've worn
in your life?
Batman?
Yeah, all right.
12 years old.
He remembers like it was yesterday.
What was good about it?
Just being Batman.
Just Batman.
So you're a comic book guy?
I'm a Batman kind of guy.
Batman?
Yeah, always been.
Did you like Batman versus Superman?
Not really. Not so much.
Favorite Batman who played Batman? Like actor-wise?
I'm drawing a blank, forget his name.
The new guy or the old guy?
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
You're both pointing at me.
Yeah.
Christian
Bale, your favorite Batman?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
He played it well.
Favorite Batman villain?
Joker.
Joker?
Yeah.
All right.
Which Joker?
Oh, come on.
Heath Ledger?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Favorite Batman sidekick?
Wait, is there more than one?
Robin
and...
I guess Catwoman helps out sometimes.
Yeah, Catwoman.
I feel like she wouldn't be like to call a sidekick, though.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, she's there. She's kind of on his side.